This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Whistle. It's your girl Chinwe. Yes, you are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I am your hostess with the mostest, Chinwe, aka Chinwe, aka Chi Chi, aka Chin Chin, aka Salisa. Wally is over there laughing at me, y'all. But thank you for tuning back in. So we just gonna dive back in. We're gonna dive. What is so funny? What is funny? Huh? You laughing at me? Or you laughing at your friends? He laughing at me, y'all. Anyway, what we're going to talk about today is the ascension process. I've got some very interesting information to share with you all, some very interesting revelations, some things that I've been going through, and we're going to talk about it. So let's talk about it.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Yes, you can also, hey 1133, what's up ancestors? You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, that's C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. Make sure you also are subscribed to me on YouTube at Chinwe Cook, C-H-I-N-W-E-C-O-O-K, to keep up with Imagination, my reality show, as well as the Freestyle Friday compilations, performances, spirituality, playlists, etc., etc., etc. I also want to say that I'm proud to announce that Nothing New Volume 2 will be debuting on all platforms 2/22/2020. February 22nd, 2020. You can catch Nothing New Volume 2 wherever you get your music, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. Wherever you need to go is where you can go to get this tape. This EP is from when I was 16 years old. Some music that I recorded. My parents paid a lot of money to work with this producer. And I decided I just wanted to be normal. I decided I wanted to get a job. I decided I wanted to go to college. And here we are. 10 years later. So I'm paying homage to my parents, to the producer that I work with. Shout out to Tekashi TK Miller. I'm paying homage to my 16-year-old self for the ambitions that I set out to do when I was 16, and that is coming back full circle. So I think that's a perfect segue into what we're talking about today, which is the ascension process, okay? And ascension is shifting from one place of reality to another. So it's not a physical shift, it's a consciousness shift. Your soul is elevating vibrations, and it's an upgrade of your consciousness, okay? So we are all conscious because we are literally breathing, physical, living beings. We have life, okay? So consciousness then works in levels, right? So according to Suzanne Worthley, it's where I got all this wonderful information from when I was confused this past week trying to figure out what was going on with me, myself. She says that the question is to what degree are you conscious during this ascension time here on planet Earth? And that is how you figure out where you are in your level of consciousness and how it's affecting you. So we began experiencing this as a collective on December 21st, 2012, as we entered the age of Aquarius. And you know now we're in a hot spot. So if you have been on a spiritual awakening journey, you may be feeling these physical effects as I have been feeling. And I just want to say, if you're not too familiar on what the age of Aquarius is, please go and listen to my other podcast. I've got it all laid out. And I also want to mention that in this past week, we had the birthdays of Sandra Bland as well as Trayvon Martin. And the murder and trial and what was to come of Trayvon Martin really was significant. And someone may say, oh, I saw someone say, you know, he was in Aquarius and he would have been 25 this week. They said, well, you know, his astrological sign is irrelevant. However, I saw someone retaliate on Twitter and say that, well, the Aquarius age symbolizes this time of rebellion. And, you know, that his murder catapulted the Black Lives Matter movement and it started a revolution. And so that is not coincidental. And it's a shame that his life was sacrificed for the greater good, but oftentimes that's how these things happen. And before I get into deeper into Ascension, I also want to mention that, you know, we had our impeachment trial this week for the president of the United States, and he was acquitted. And Mitt Romney was the only Republican to stand up and vote for the impeachment. He was the only one that voted differently from his whole clan, his whole tribe, because the Republicans already said they weren't going to vote against him. But Mitt Romney stood up in isolation and was a voice and was an individual. And I told my mom, wow, that's really commendable and that's really courageous. And so I just want to say that during this Aquarian age and during this time in your life, whatever is happening for you, be that voice of reason, be that voice of truth, and don't be afraid to stand out and stand up for what is right and what is wrong. And whatever that might mean for you. And also this past week, I've been reading this book called The Awakened Woman by Dr. Teray Trent, and it is literally just amazing. And she talks about how we are not on this earth to silence our voices. And especially as women, we tend to be silenced because of patriarchy and oppressive regimes, et cetera, et cetera. But do not allow yourself to be silenced. Do not allow yourself to allow people who you love and are close with to get away with things in the name of whatever loyalty is. No, your loyalty should be to righteousness. Your loyalty should be to the truth. Your loyalty should be to protecting those that have been wronged and standing up for them. My dad always quotes Dr. King, and Dr. King says that those who sit idly by are just as guilty as those who are committing the crimes. So if you're watching bad things happen and you're not speaking up, you're just as bad as the people committing these crimes. So don't be afraid to speak up. That's what the Lioness Den is all about. And that's why I'm speaking about Ascension, because I'm telling my journey, and hopefully someone else is motivated and encouraged and not afraid to speak up about what they're going through, or not afraid to acknowledge who they are and respect themselves. Okay. So that was a side note, but I just had to get that out there. So again, in case you forgot, Ascension is shifting and upgrading your consciousness from one level to another. And that was the whole tangent was about, was being in this Aquarian age and shifting our consciousness from a lower vibration to a higher vibration and not being afraid to stand out and lead the pack, okay? So if you've been doing the spiritual work, you've been meditating, going out in nature, talking to God, doing telepathy with your dogs and your cats or your best friends. I know me and Joa DeRee, shout out to Joa DeRee Sayings _ the Sayings with a Z. We have this telepathy thing going on where I can see and hear and feel. And she can do the same thing for me. And we're miles and miles apart. But if you've been doing this and being obedient to your spiritual guides and your inner self, then you may have been feeling some of these physical effects, okay? And some of them may be cranial, and this is according to Susan Wortherly, S-Wortherly, WRTHLEY.com. Cranial pressure and headaches, extreme fatigue. I know this is something I've been dealing with for about a year now since I got out of that abusive relationship. Extreme fatigue, hot flashing of the physical body, sometimes counteracted with chills. I've been getting hot flashes like crazy. Body aches, joint and muscle pain, cramps in the legs, calves, shoulders, and almost every joint in the human body. I haven't been getting too many cramps, thank God, but my arm was twitching the other day. And I didn't think too much of it, but it twitched the whole day. And I said, let me look it up. And I looked up the physiology behind it, which is like, you know, lactic acid is not getting to those muscles. And I said, what's the spiritual meaning? And that's when I stumbled upon this ascension process. Flu-like symptoms. I also had the flu this past week. It lasted for one day. I blame my brother for bringing home some flu from some dirty kids at school. But it turns out, no, this is a part of my ascension process. It came and it went. Skin rashes are itching. I've been experiencing rashes and itching since I've been in New York. And feelings of vertigo or imbalance. Literally the next day that I came to New York, I woke up and if I moved too fast, I started feeling dizzy. And I'm not doing anything differently. I'm not doing anything that I haven't ever done when I've come to visit in New York. Eating, I'm not going different places. Nothing is different except maybe the sea level. You might have sleeplessness and erratic dream states, including lucid dreams. I've had very vivid dreams. Feeling of disconnect or not being in body, changes of memory and visual states, anxiety, and feelings of vertigo or imbalance. So see, these are some of the physical effects, and they can go deeper. And so some of the deeper symptoms that you might have, soreness or stiffness in the joints, pressures and pains around your head or face, pinpricks, electrical shocks, falling asleep, feelings, warming energy, tingles, random spasms, rushes of energy, twitches and jolts that come and go for no reason, hair and nails grow faster, and or change in texture or density. As far as your vision is concerned, you can have, you can be catching glimpses of sparkles or flashes of light in your peripheral vision. And I saw this and I thought I was hallucinating because of the weed. I ain't even gonna lie. Dry or itchy eyes, blurry vision, seeing a haze or static-like energy in the air, seeing auras or light around people, animals, or objects, a sense of physical disorientation. You could have heart palpitations or flutters not related to exercise and medical conditions, lots of pressure on both the front of the chest as well as the mid, back, and upper breastplate. Because this is additional chakra vortex activating, and we'll talk about the chakras a little bit later. You can have periods of sudden nervousness or anxiety that come and go, feeling drained of energy, unexplainable worry or panic, nervous breakdown sensations, yes, or feelings that you are spiraling out of control. As far as your hearing is concerned, heightened sensitivity to sound, hearing unusual sounds or auditory sensations, ears popping and ringing, hearing pings, beeps, tones, frequencies, whooshing and pulsating, feeling off balance. I told you cold or flu-like symptoms, chills, hot flashes, increased sensitivity to heat or cold, changes in body temperatures, fatigue, intolerance. You can also be experiencing emotional sadness or disconnect, deeper inner sadness for no apparent reason, feeling lost as if you are someone else, loss of ego or personal identity, old beliefs changing. I'm really shedding that skin, and I really felt that way last summer coming into now. Like, I'm just shedding this old skin, and I don't know who I am, and I don't know what to believe. And that's what prompted me to change the whole direction of the podcast, because as I'm going through this spiritual journey, I need to talk through it. I need to research it, but also share it, because in this Aquarian age, I'm sure it's about tearing down those pre-existing traditions that we are told. I saw something on Pinterest that said traditions are peer pressure from dead people. So the Aquarian age is about tearing down these traditions of what's right just because, and really going within and exploring what spirituality and right and wrong means for us. So it's the desire. You start feeling this desire to flee groups and crowds. You feel lonely or isolated even when you're with others, crying for no reason, disimpassioned, loss of motivation for your hobbies, experiencing clumsiness, feeling dizzy, moments of memory loss, forgetting conversations. Your diet may change. You have relationship changes, changes in how you experience your environment. An overwhelming desire to be in nature or live more around your natural and serene environments. I have all of a sudden fallen in love with dogs out of nowhere. Change or withdrawal from your family. Chance encounters with unusual or meaningful people. There's even more. Psychic abilities. Yes, I have become super clairvoyant. I've been able to predict what my mother is going to fuss about, predict where things are, or just, it's kind of scary. And then some people, you know, when they get around technology, their vibration is so high, it drains the technology or kills a computer, or kills a spark. Thank God. I don't think I want my vibration to be that high because I got a lot of work to do on the computer, but some people are there. They can cause interference with the electrical appliances. So these are majority of the symptoms you might be experiencing if you are going through ascension. And you can go to sworthily.com to read in detail. But now what I want to talk about is the different planes of ascension, because we hear about this 3D. You all right, Wally? You okay? We hear about this 3D, and we also hear about this 5D. So I want to talk about, and there are actually seven planes of ascension that align with each chakra. But I'm only going to talk briefly about the five planes. So the first plane deals with our physical body as the elements that compose it. So we are literally comprised of stardust and elements from the earth, like the periodic table. And we're connected with the four basic elements, earth, wind, fire. No, earth, air, fire, and water. And when you are not aligned, you should find time to relate to one of these elements. It will draw you away from feeling like you need to feel safe with these social constructs, like a job, like money, like, you know, marriage and things like that. The only thing we need to feel safe with is what the earth provides. And we tend to ignore that because we're so far removed from the way our ancestors lived and acknowledging and giving back to the earth that gives to us, which is ultimately what matters. So that's your first plane. Your second plane of existence refers to the elements in the elemental kingdom between the earth and God. So these are the creatures that God created that create livable spaces for humans. So for earth, there are the gnomes, water, there's the undines, air is the sylphs, and fire are the salamanders. And they say that empaths beware. And because empaths, with this plane, we are able to assume the low or the high vibrations that come from the destruction of animals, trees, the abuse of nature, and things like that. Because we tend to associate them with superficial things in our life. Oh, I'm sad because I failed a test. But in actuality, we might actually be sad because a tree just got chopped down. So in order to kind of feel back more balanced with that, Suzanne Worthley says that we should start exploring magical and fantastical things. The magic that we were told was fake, that we only believed in as a child with Disney. No, that's real magic, and we become disconnected from it and connected to the superficial things of the world. So in order to get back to reestablishing that, you can engage with books or shows or movies that are whimsical. And the air sylph in particular reminded me of Frozen and how she was able to speak to the wind and the wind would speak back to her. So like things like that are based on these elemental energies and we don't even realize it. So the third plane is human consciousness. That's the 3D that we're living in. It's how we relate to one another and ourselves. It represents the physical aspect of our existence and It also represents our chakra system. So the first, second, and third plane represent our solar plex, root, sacral, and root chakras, respectively. Okay, so at the 3D level, humans are supposed to be the caretakers of Mother Earth. That's our real job, not getting up and going to school, not getting up and going to these hell holes, these 9-to-5s. Our real job is to take care of the Earth and give to her like she gives to us. We're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to love, and we're supposed to protect the Earth. And that's what that 3D plane is about. But it has become ego-based, and ego-based operates on the scale of fear and love. And once you start, hey, 1155, once you start working with the ego, now you're in fear instead of being on what we're supposed to be in and operating what we're supposed to operate of is love. And once you start operating out of love, now you're moving towards that fourth plane of existence, which is that dream state. It's not bound by space and time. This is the plane in between humans and source, okay? It's known as those gods in between the ultimate source and us, okay? So you got the gods of darkness and light, the gods of the upper world, weather gods, gods of the underworld, gods of the earth, gods of profession, gods of abstractions. And this is something that we see with the Egyptian gods and goddesses, as well as the Greek deities, okay? These are the people that, or not people, these are the energies and entities that we converse with when we need something specific, I would say. And, you know, it's just so interesting how, like, these entities were created. And as we've grown more in this capitalist society, we have moved away from all of these different ideas of what ascension is, but it's always been there. So that's what that fourth plane is. And so once you move into this 5D, fifth dimension, it's the first one of the spiritual planes, okay? So the fourth dimension deals with your heart, deals with the love, your heart chakra. Fifth plane, now we're talking about the throat. It's the, it's unity, excuse me, accepting that we experience different versions of the same thing, okay? And it's individual consciousness that merges with the collective. And this is found in that throat chakra. It is accepting that there is only is. We don't do, we be, and we allow others to be also. Suzanne Worthley was talking about how in the society, there's so much emphasis on doing, that we don't take the time to be. We don't take the time to enjoy. And it's funny, I watched a tarot reading that said that Virgo's strength moving forward for this karmic cycle would be laziness, and that our weakness would be enthusiasm and playfulness, meaning that it's a time to chill. There's a time to rest. You can read a book. You can watch TV. Now, that don't mean you just be lazy and don't do nothing. That's not an excuse to not do anything. But it's an excuse to be okay with taking time for yourself, because ultimately that's time spent with you, is time spent with God and your spirituality and elevating your vibration. And when you can slow down and hear the messages that are being sent to you, then you're doing it right. You're operating in obedience. And once you get to that fifth level, you have the keepers of the 5D. So how the physical human beings are keepers of the 3D, you also have keepers of the 5D. And those are our ascended masters, such as Jesus, his mama Mary, Gautama Buddha, Confucius, Lady Master Noda, Enoch, Kuan Yin, and Saint Germain. Now, as I was researching different, every website had a different list of who these ascended masters are. So you've got to do your own research with everything that I've said. I'm just giving you the basic layout. I'm just sharing the information that felt right to me, and it's very basic. Okay, the more you research this stuff, the more you'll find out there's so much more information. And then also you realize we don't really know. Like, this is all just guesstimary. Like, I don't know if that's a word, but like, you know, our human minds are trying to fathom that there's more to what we are being told. So anyway, with the Ascended Masters, these are entities who were once ordinary humans in the past, but they have undergone a series of spiritual transformations, and they have paid off their karmic debts by constantly acting out of compassion and love. And when you think about Jesus, you think about how he was always above it all until he went in the church and started whipping people's butts. But for the most part, for selling in his father's house, he was above it. And that's what it is. It's about taking the high road, acting out of love and compassion, not allowing others to get a hold of your emotions and to have power over you. And that's also what this Leo full moon is about, which we'll get into too. But these Ascended Masters realize that when you take the high road and you operate out of love, then you can pay off your karmic debts and you don't have to come back. You don't have to come back in the physical form, but you come back in the spiritual form to help out other physical forms here on this earth. So karma and karmic cycles is a different topic for a different day. But simply put, karma is what you put out, you get back. And in reincarnation, which I talked about, you are coming back because you did not pay up those debts. You did not put out the good, or you did not handle this situation with as much love as you could have. And so that's what those Ascended Masters are coming back for. They're here to help us. And so if you call on them, and they usually come to you in your dreams and meditation, so if you call on them during those times, they can help you navigate this life. Okay? So that's what I got for the Ascension. I'm learning. I'm growing. I just had these symptoms and I researched them, and I just was curious as to what was going on. And a lot of the symptoms are reminiscent of the Saturn return. And I still haven't talked about it because things come up in between, and when it's appropriate and I feel moved to talk about certain things, then I'll talk about it. But I just thought this was important for anybody else going through the same thing, because it's literally what I feel that I am going through. And so with this Leo full moon that just passed, or if you're listening to this on Monday, February 10th, you know that the Leo full moon just passed. And the Leo full moon with it brought these conversations about making sure that we are acknowledging our triggers and not letting people get the best of us. And I think that touches on what the Ascended Masters were talking about. And the full moon was also a super moon, so the energy is going to be felt because there's four consecutive super full moons up until May. So the energy is going to be very, very strong. And I told y'all, if you like me, that full moon will take you out. So be respectful of your body. Be respectful of your spirit. And don't be afraid to take time out for yourself, okay? So there's still time, in my opinion. I know Pretty Boss TV on YouTube said you've got 2 to 3 days before the full moon, which they said was the 8th through the 9th, and 2 to 3 days after to do your rituals and whatever else you need to do. So if you haven't gotten those in, go ahead and get those in. It's never too late to release. But the moon is just so powerful. I find it powerful. So work with it. Also, the retrograde is coming up. I don't want to talk about that just yet. This is the retrograde be doing the most. So, yeah, we just gonna get into that Weezy Wisdom, Shotty. So this week, y'all, Weezy Wisdom comes from the heart. This week I experienced a significant tower moment, and a tower moment is something they talk about in the tarot from the major arcana, and it kind of feels like your world is crashing down. And I kind of experienced that. So when your world is crashing down, when you are able to calm down, don't forget to think about
the good lessons that you have learned. Don't forget to acknowledge all of the reasons why this may have happened. I used to think I was being punished for these harsh moments, but it's not about being punished. It's about learning and growing. We are trying to ascend. So when you are trying to ascend, you have to go through these tests, these trials. And like we talked about last week, you can go through them or you can grow through them. So make sure you are growing. Make sure you are calm. Do not let anyone have your power and ruffle your feathers. They don't deserve that. They don't deserve that. Your peace is not worth it. So don't let them have your peace. Don't let them have your peace of mind. And don't pick at the old wounds. If you know someone is treacherous and bothersome and they make you feel a way, don't go back there. They will make you feel that way again. It will not change. They have no reason to. And the people around them, they might feel the same way. They probably are encouraging this behavior. So don't fall victim to this behavior. Rise above it. Rise above the bull. You are better than that. You are worth so much more than that. You are God's child, and God loves you and wants nothing but the best for you.
That's right, honey. You is God's child, okay? And let me tell you something, from one God's child to another God's child. You better follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB, ChinweYBB. And subscribe to me on YouTube at ChinweyCook, okay? Because this good information ain't about nothing. It ain't nothing but some good information. Come here, Wally. It ain't nothing but some motivation. Wally, you got something you want to say to the people? Come talk to them in the mic.
Stay positive. Stay positive.
That's right. Why is it important to stay positive, Wally?
Because that's a good thing.
Because it's a good thing. Yeah. And we all about good thing, good things. All right? So that's it. Hope y'all learned something about the ascension process. Go back and listen to it again. Go back and look up your own information, y'all. The internet is here to teach you. Ain't no excuses no more. Go look something up. Go learn something, all right? Well, anyway, thank you for tuning in. Eat your vegetables, drink your water, and be safe in these streets. Weezy out.